You're on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. The Triage Room is a podcast that encourages and empowers listeners to overcome obstacles of pain. Pain is the physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. When we describe the type of pain we're having, we're really describing the symptoms. Once we identify the symptoms, then we can deal with the root. Welcome to The Triage Room. You're now on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. Today's topic, the process to becoming. The World Book Dictionary says that becoming is a coming into existence, a change from one state to another. And the process to becoming, sometimes we have goals, there are things that we're going to do in life, and a lot of times people will see the results of where they would like to be, but the process to get there, they don't know the in-between part. And here is where you have athletes, you have people in different parts of different focuses in life, people doing different things that we don't get to see the process that they go through. You're not there to witness what it took for that particular person to get to where they are. You can only see the results. So even hearing you're destined for greatness, there's still an in-between. There's a process. And in the process to becoming, no one really knows all of the ups and downs that one may experience on that journey. Depending on the direction you're headed in, different people face different things. When it comes to becoming, like a caterpillar going to a butterfly, the butterfly doesn't automatically, you know, just here, I'm a butterfly. There's a process to becoming that butterfly. It was a caterpillar first. And sometimes when you're in your process of becoming along your journey, others may view you and see you in your caterpillar phase and not even realize that's just the beginning. That there's a process you have to go through to become, and you're on your way to becoming just that, the butterfly. But the bigger picture and what's more intense about becoming is there's sometimes things that present themselves you didn't ask for, but they showed up, and the discipline that's required to continue on that journey, trusting God in the process, keeping faith in the process, not quitting in the process. You may experience a great loss. There may be great losses, loss of relationships you may thought that were going to be there to the end of time. But sometimes we have to really assess certain things. What is this going to entail? And when you focus and where you're going, there's some that will be there in the next season. There's some that will not. But it's that process that's intense. No one sees the late nights. No one sees the things that you have had to endure in order to get where you are or get to where you're going. And the results can look like it's easy. King David, before he became king or operated as king, he was anointed to be king. But even before he was anointed to be king by Samuel, he tended to the sheep. And during that time, he slew a bear. He slew a lion. There's a process that he went through. And even in his time of playing the harp for Saul and Saul throwing the javelin at David, you know, how do you deal with the process of you on your way to where you're going on towards destiny and the javelin being thrown at you? Because there's a process to becoming. And sometimes things happen, and there's things that we have to endure and face and go through that are all a part of the process to becoming where we're going. If David would have taken on the attitude of taking the javelin and throwing it back to Saul, what would have happened? Some things come and they reveal you're stronger than you think you are. They reveal what you do when pressure is applied. They reveal the character that's present, because it's easy to say what we would do and how we are when everything is smooth sailing. But when you're faced with opposition, who are you then? That's when certain things are revealed. And when the javelin was thrown at David, David left. And some things are not out of because you're being a coward. Some things are, this is what's best. In order to not to become what you may be in the presence of, some things may require you to move different. Some things may require you to remove yourself from a situation. What would have happened with Queen Esther if she didn't allow herself to go through her process to becoming queen? If she would have had the attitude of now I'm here, and automatically thinking in her mind she's queen just because she's here. If she was vain in her attitude, vain in how she carried herself, vain in how she conducted herself, where would she be? And there was a process in order for Esther to even be considered queen, because there was a queen before her, Queen Vashti. But when the opportunity presented itself, Queen Esther had to go through her process of becoming queen. She just didn't automatically, you know, get the opportunity to be queen. Just because she showed up, she had to go through the process. That 12 months of preparation, the process of becoming. Because that's what was required. And sometimes there's certain things that maybe we've been prepared, a lot of things we may have already dealt with, but because of what's presented at that time, you may have to go through something else. That is what may be required for the next step. So the question is, what do we do? What kind of attitude do we have when we're going through our process of becoming? Can we see the bigger picture? And some things are more intense than others. How do we deal with jealousy? How do we deal with backbiting? How do we deal with those that, you know, turn a whole different way? How do we deal with those who walk away? How do we deal with the season of nobody wants to be bothered? How do we deal with the path that you've taken to get to where you are? You know your experience, you know the things that you've gone through, but nobody else knows your story. How do we deal with being underestimated? All a part of the process of becoming. As long as we remain focused, as long as we remain disciplined, as long as we continue in faith and keep our focus on the direction that we're going in and not allow ourselves to come down to the level of one who may be trying to pull us to where they are, then you can continue in your process of becoming. Here's my moment of transparency. There are relationships in my life that I thought were be, you know, lifetime. Didn't happen. And in the process of those relationships dissolving, you know, or death coming to those relationships, I began to realize that some things are part of the process. Because if you're going in a certain direction and God is taking you somewhere, there's some places you're going that everybody can't go. There's some places and some things that you're going to do that it requires you to be alone. There's a time when you're alone, and that time alone is not a thing of punishment. That is a time for you to really, it's almost like, you know, privately getting what you need to prepare for where you're going. And sometimes, you know, it takes, you lose great, but you gain even greater. And it may seem as if it's unfair, and it may seem like what's going on, but you have to get up and keep going. If David would have stopped with all that he dealt with King Saul, what would have happened to King David? Everybody is not going to be friendly. Everybody is not going to understand or even agree with the outcome of your becoming. And at the same time, everybody has not been there during your process of becoming. An athlete can go through intense training, preparation, and all we see is the results. If it's basketball, we see the results out on the court. If it's football, we see the results out there in the field. Same thing with soccer. All we see is the results. We don't see what they have to go through. We don't see the things that they have to give up. There's some people that have to give up time of spending time with certain individuals for a certain period of time during the year because they're training, they're conditioning, and they don't have the luxury of not being disciplined. They don't have the luxury to just eat whatever, do whatever. They have to really focus. But if we understand and accept that there is a process to becoming, then when we're going through the things during our process, it can be a little bit more bearable. Instead of what is this, it is I'm headed in the right direction. Instead of, oh, this hurts, this is going to strengthen me. And if we don't let fear of the unknown, false expectations, and a false perception or idea of what we think it should be, and just allow the process to unfold as we go along the way, along the journey, then we'll see that we'll strengthen on the other side of it. We'll see that everything that we went through, everything that we endured, everything that seemed uncomfortable really was a part of the process to become on the other side of where we started. If the caterpillar doesn't realize that it's not always supposed to remain a caterpillar, then there's a false expectation of the process to becoming a butterfly. You don't expect the metamorphosis. You don't look for the metamorphosis. And sometimes putting our hands in the middle of the process of something that does not require that can cause us to take two or three steps back. But the process of becoming may be intense. It may be challenging. It may be rough sometimes. There may be great pain because of the great loss that you may endure, the great loss that you may experience. But know that as you go through the process of becoming, it is just that, a process. No one may be there to witness your process. It's just you and God. But each day that you make the decision not to give up, not to quit, you're allowing yourself to be strengthened through every obstacle that you may face, that you choose. I'm going to face this obstacle. I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm going to keep going towards my goal. I'm going to keep going towards the direction I know I need to go in. Because part of the process of becoming, you're going to have to go through some things. It's not just an automatic, now I'm here. If David would have had that attitude once he was anointed king, no, there's a process. Some things you got to go through to show that you're trustworthy. Some things you got to go through to show that you're responsible. You can handle the responsibility that comes with whatever it is, the direction you're going in into becoming. There's more that comes with it. Some things come to show in that process, your character, your heart, your mindset. Are you disciplined? Are you focused? Can you be trusted even when somebody's not watching? Can you manage your time wisely? Can you not allow the negative words spoken by others cause you to start now clapping back, to cause you to say negative things back? Can you rise above it? The process to becoming may be intense, but if we allow ourselves to embrace each part, each season, each phase, once we get on the other side and now the change has happened and now where we once were, we've grown past that place. And now we're where our goal was set from the beginning. We'll see that everything that we had to endure, everything that we went through had to happen in order for us to be prepared for where we are in that moment. So I encourage you, don't resist the process. The hard days, the losses, the rejection, the backbiting, the things that may be done. Go through the process and hold your head up high. Remain focused and don't give up. As you go through your process of becoming, allow God's word to be a lamp unto your feet. Let us pray. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord, just to say thank you. Lord, I thank you for life, health, and strength. Father, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus to give those that are listening, Lord, the strength to keep moving forward, to not give up in their process of becoming. That though they may not have all the pieces of the puzzle, though they may not understand, God, some of the intense things they are going through right now, but if they continue on their journey, going through the process of becoming, they will see the results and understand on the other side that it was all well worth it. Lord, I ask you to give them peace. Give them peace in their mind, peace in their heart, peace in their spirit. For those, God, that are going through a time of loss, for those, Lord, that are losing relationships, those, Father, that are just looking at what is going on around me, that, Father, let them remain focused and understand, Lord, that you're right there with them. To trust you through the process, to not quit, to not give up, but to keep going forward. Lord, I give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You all be blessed.
Thank you for joining me on deck in the triage room. To get the music you hear in this podcast or to stay connected, visit my website, UrsulaCamille.com. That's UrsulaCamille.com. Sign up on my email list, get merch and more. Have an area of pain you want to address in the triage room? Send your email to thetriageroom@gmail.com. I'm your host, Ursula Camille, signing off. Be blessed. One touch and your life will change. Did you know that Jesus reigns? One touch and your life will change.